to the ultimate test of man and his obstinacy, and that would be the judgment day, and the question of redemption. And I went to the book of Revelation in the Bible, and I started studying Revelation. And the more I studied, the more confused I got, and the more I realized that I didn't know. The more I knew, the more I knew I didn't know anything. It's about the way it is with me in the Bible. But I did find out a lot of things that I wanted to know about the second coming, as it is prophesied in the book of Revelation, and of Jesus Christ return to earth. And a judgment day. And I closed the Bible one morning and I said, well, the man comes around. I said it aloud to nobody in the room. It was about 5:30 in the morning. I'll never forget it. I wrote down, the man comes around, and got up and went and got some coffee and forgot it for the day. Next morning, I came back to that and there was that those four words. And so I started writing. And I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And of the reams of writing and lyrics that I wrote, dozens of verses, I finally saw a song forming. I didn't think it was going to be a song for a long time. I thought it was just going to be one of my weird poems. But I saw a song forming. And so I started putting it together as a song. And at a certain point, I picked up the guitar and started trying to sing it to see how it felt. It felt good, so I kept working on it until I felt like I had my song. My songwriting follows no set pattern. No set pattern. There's no two alike. I've never had a writing project that came close to the extension that Man Comes Around did. I never had one that I put in as much time, as much writing, as many hours in it as I did that song. Because I knew I was overwriting when I was writing all that stuff. I knew it wasn't going to all be used, but I had to do it. I had to get it out. The more I would skip through the book of Revelation, the more lyrics I would write, the more and more and more that were never used. And then sometimes seemingly nothing inspires a song idea. Nothing. It's just a title hits me and I sit down and I start writing lyrics. And sometimes something good comes from it, sometimes it usually doesn't.
And what's the text that leads in and out of the song? And what was that decision?
The text that leads in and out of the song is the vision of the horseman, of the white horse and of the pale horse. The pale horse is death, and hell follows after. That's the judgment. I'm not exactly sure where in Revelation it is. I'll have to look it up myself.